Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to this special edition of Psalms of Hope. Well, on today's program, I'm going to share the stories and play the songs about angels in the Christmas story. This first song I'm going to play, Angels We Have Heard on High, has a very intriguing background. In my research, I was reminded that the monks of early centuries lived mysterious and solitary lives. And Angels We Have Heard on High, that song, is a song steeped in great mystery. Unlike other carols whose writers are unknown, but whose origins can be traced to a certain time or place, this song seemingly appeared out of nowhere. No one seems to know how or when or where it appeared. Although it's considered a French carol by some, it seems to indicate that a monk or a priest from the early church was more than likely responsible for writing it. A portion of the carol was used in very early Christian services, even before the Roman Empire adopted Christianity as the national religion. Some researchers believe that it's possible that the chorus of this song was written in the early years of the Christian church, so it might go back to someone who actually knew Jesus when he walked on earth. Isn't that amazing? Well, so that's unproved. It is an inspiring idea and ties into the selfless image of the monks, bringing faith alive in order to spread the message of Christ's birth, life, and death. While many carols have a wide range of more than an octave, the melody of the verse of this song moves through only 6 notes. This simplicity also seems to tie the melody to early chants, as used by the monks who didn't use instruments for worship. Let me read some of the lyrics of this amazing carol. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their glorious strains. And then the last verse that I love says, come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come, adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Oh, yes, even today, this carol beckons us to worship Jesus the King. Though the nameless servant who wrote the song has long since been forgotten, what he believed is still alive in his song. And his prayer has been answered. The angels are still heard, the Savior is still welcomed, and our soul is still stirred. So now here is Josh Groban singing, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Christ whose birth the angels sing, come adore on bended knee,
Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria.
Let us sing
in its Chalcis Day.
In its Chalcis Day.
This next song, Angels from the Realms of Glory, is considered by researchers possibly the best written sacred Christmas carol of all time, and it helped to launch a revolution in our churches that continues to impact millions of lives today. At its heart is its writer, James Montgomery, who was born in Scotland in 1771. His parents were missionaries but died on the mission field. And 5 years later, when he was 20, he was homeless. Montgomery's only interest was in writing, and he spent what little money he had on pencils and paper. Well, after years of struggle, eventually he landed a job at a newspaper, often writing fiery articles against the British and slavery. And some years later, on December 24, 1816, his newspaper editorial did not divide the Irish from the English, but rather brought everyone who read the article closer together. It was a poem that he wrote, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Well, although this carol was his most famous, James Montgomery continued to write hymns until the day he died in 1854. Now, Montgomery's poem might have been forgotten were it not for an Englishman who loved the poem and set it to music, where it became a well-known and loved Christmas carol. Henry Smart, who wrote the melody, was also a revolutionary, but his cause was bringing new and beautiful music into the church, which at that time didn't use instruments or harmony in their singing. Yes, Henry contributed much to harmonizing church music. And now listen to some of the words from the carol. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. And then I especially love the second verse about the shepherds. It says, shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship. Come and worship Christ, the newborn King. And so, now let's listen to that wonderful carol, Angels from the Realms of Glory, sung by the Maranatha Singers.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight.
Oh, yes, angels from the realms of glory did come down to announce the birth of Jesus. Oh, how I love Christmas songs. They each have a wonderful story to tell about Jesus and the events surrounding his birth. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And this next song I'm going to play is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Well, in 1737, Charles Wesley, a minister in England, was working on a new Christmas carol for his church. He jotted down the line, "Hark, how the welkin rings, glory to the King of Kings." Well, welkin is an old English word, and it means to send forth a loud announcement. He based his song on Luke 2:13, which says that the angels came praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest." Well, his song, while biblically accurate, was loved in his own church. However, when his old college friend George Whitefield published his song in the Methodist hymnal some years later, Charles Wesley's joy turned to rage. Whitefield had changed the words of his song. And when Wesley read the words, "Hark the herald angels sing," he was furious. In the Bible, the angels did not sing about the birth of Christ. In fact, in Luke 2:13 it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." So, at the birth, the angels spoke, even though the Bible does tell us about the angels singing in the book of Revelation. But because of the change of the words in this carol, making it more readable or listenable, soon millions around the world embraced singing angels at Christ's birth. In sermons, music, literature, and art, suddenly we had singing angels. Now, here are some of the words of the lovely carol. "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled." Oh, yes, the road to acceptance and fame for this beautiful, triumphant Christmas carol began with a misquoted verse of Scripture. And so now we think of the angels singing at the birth of Jesus. I just love it. Well, let's listen now to "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
On earth and mercy mild, God and sinner
The melody to this next song, What Child Is This?, can be traced back hundreds of years, as early as the 1500s. The melody, Greensleeves, was associated in the pubs as a popular drinking song. And then in 1865, William Dix, a successful insurance salesman in Glasgow, Scotland, was stricken with a sudden, serious illness at the age of 29. Well, Dix was confined to bed and he suffered deep depression until he called out to God and later said, "I met God in a new and real way." Well, it was following this spiritual experience that Dix wrote many hymns and poems. It was also during this period that he wrote a poem which became known as What Child Is This? He based his poem on the experience of the shepherds to whom the angels came. Let me read it to you. Luke 2:10. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flock of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. But they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." Well, then there were more angels filling the sky, praising God and telling the shepherds that they would find the baby Jesus in a manger. And then let's go down now to Luke 2:17, where it says, "When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about.' So they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child." Well, the question asked in this well-loved carol must have been uppermost in the minds of the shepherds present at Jesus' birth, as they gazed into that humble manger. Oh, how difficult it must have been for them to understand that the baby they saw was truly the promised Messiah. And through the centuries, men have continued to ponder who Christ really is. How can he be fully God and yet still fully man? Only through divine faith comes the revealed answer. And so now, listen to the words from the songs that answers the question, "What child is this?" Here are the Bard J. Wranglers singing, "What Child Is This?" What child is this? Oh, I pray that you can answer in your heart. He is the King of Kings, Emmanuel, Savior of the world, and He is ready to help you with any need you have in your life. You know, one of the reasons I love to play Christmas songs is that even though some of them were written hundreds of years ago, the carols bring the Bible events of the birth of Jesus to life through the words and music. And I pray this season you'll take every opportunity to gather with other Christians to sing the praises of our Savior. And dear friends, if you're having a lonely, difficult Christmas, and I have no doubt that some of you listening to me are experiencing problems, perhaps health issues or relationship issues or other difficult circumstances, please hear me. Jesus loves you, and He desires for you to bring your hurts and problems to Him. In reality, that's why Jesus came to earth, to be born of a virgin and then to die and rise again on the third day to give you eternal life with Him. And so, you can bring your cares to Him and He'll care for you. How do I know that? Well, Jesus said so. Here, let me read it to you. There are so many verses in the Bible to reassure you, but let me read a couple of them to you. Isaiah 41:13 says, this is God speaking, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." God didn't say maybe He will help you or if He feels like it. No, God said simply, "I will help you. I will hold you in my hand." Oh, what a comfort that is. And then there's another verse I love. It's Hebrews 13:5, and it says, "For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." And then in verse 8 it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Oh, yes, our God, the same. Yes, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He promises He'll never leave you or forsake you. And He wants to help you if you ask Him. You can trust Him to help you. So if you're struggling this Christmas, email me or write to me, and I would love to pray about your concerns. And if you like a free CD of this Christmas program, let me know. It would be my gift to you this Christmas. And then you can enjoy the carols and their stories again and again. So listen to the announcer. Well, our time together is over, and I do hope you'll tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer during the Christmas season that you will remember the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, and that you will draw close to Him, and that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.